Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning: the brain massage show stimulates genuine thought. Persons unaccustomed to this experience are often overwhelmed. Stay tuned. Your brain is about to be massaged. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. The Survival Expo 15 meeting on Thursday evening went very well. I am thrilled about how this event is shaping up, and I'm convinced everyone who participates will benefit. Whether emergency preparation is a new thing to you or whether you are experienced in emergency preparation. Chile was rocked on Wednesday night by an 8.3 earthquake off of their coast. I understand the latest count is 12 dead, and something like 1 million people were evacuated. That quake generated a set of small tsunami waves that hit Japan this morning. I produced the show for broadcast in my home office on Fridays. A tsunami alert or warning was issued for Hawaii, and an advisory was issued for the California coast, specifically San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, Ventura counties, also LA and Orange. Now, that advisory has been canceled. But it brings to mind, you know, what could happen. There's no need, by the way, to run to our pulpits and declare the end is near or the end has come. Since Jesus said there would be earthquakes in diverse places, specifically following that up with the statement that this does not portend the end. However, out of the millions who were evacuated there, I wonder how many had their bug-out bags ready? How many had the foresight to plan an emergency exit from their home? How many are sitting in the dark right now and unable to get to food and so on? It is important to be prepared. So, I want you to mark your calendar for October 17, beginning at 9 a.m. at the Lighthouse, and join me for Survival Expo 15. Now, Lighthouse Baptist Church is teaming up with some friends of the Brain Massage Show, who have some expertise in these areas, to host the Santa Maria Area Emergency Preparedness Survival Expo 15. There'll be no charge for this event. By the way, the prizes for early registration are all spoken for. Congratulations to those of you who called in early enough to lay claim to your bucket of rice to get you started on food storage preparedness. And that's a value of a little over $15 apiece. I'll announce a special drawing for those in attendance later, but you must register right away. So go to our website, www.santamarialighthouse.org. Click through the slideshow that shows up there in your window, and you'll see a slide there for Survival Expo 15. If you click on it, that will take you to the registration form. Or you can click on the resources menu there along the top. And I think it's the first or second item in the drop-down list on that. And you'll be taken to the registration form. Anyway, complete the form and then send it to us and you'll be registered. And of course, you can call in 1-888-770-8000 or email me as before and we'll take care of the registration for you. Again, the event is free, but you might want to be prepared to buy a bucket of storage-ready rice. At a cost of about $15, you can pick up an emergency light or two. An emergency fire starting kit and other emergency preparedness starter items will be made available to you, and all of it at our cost. So we're not making any money on it, all right? You should be able to go home with a sort of emergency preparedness starter kit. October 17, 9 a.m. at the Lighthouse. Now, I strongly recommend you plan to arrive at least 10 to 15 minutes early because the event will begin at 9 a.m. sharp. And it's only a three-hour event, so you want to get there right at 9. We are providing 10 Survival Expo 15 stations there at the Expo. One will address what to do about fire for cooking and heat. Another will address concerns about security and communications. Another will address medical concerns. Another demonstrating ways to prepare food for storage. Another will show you how to prepare for your water needs in the event of an emergency. And in another, light and power will be addressed. And then even sanitation will be addressed at one station. You know, you don't think about that very often, but what will you do about waste if you don't have your normal facilities, right? And another station will give you some pointers on how to prepare a bug-out bag. And then we have a resource table there where you can be directed to various resources that will help you expand your knowledge on emergency preparedness. And of course, the brain masseur will be there, and we'll have a table for the brain massage show. So be sure to come by and visit with me when you come. A bag with some favors to our guests will be presented to you as you check in. And then after a short general meeting with moi, we'll start visiting stations together. Each station will provide material for you to learn more about the subject addressed at the station. You can fill your bag with all sorts of information about emergency preparedness. So plan to come October 17, 9 a.m. at the Lighthouse for the Santa Maria Area Emergency Preparedness Survival Expo 15. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Are you as frustrated as I am about Cruz getting pushed into the shadows in these debates? You know, something else. All the brouhaha over Trump's position on immigration and all this, Cruz is right there with us on all of that and has been there all along. Plus, by the way, he has an actual implementable plan. Cruz is far more clear-headed on the issues. Now, Trump has a lot of bluster and passion, but it's more like static electricity, if you know what I mean. Cruz has a genuine current, man. We're talking watts and volts. It seems to me that the liberals on the left and the liberals on the right don't want to deal with Cruz. Or Walker, for that matter. I'm praying somehow Cruz will get the notice he deserves. Really, I'm looking at Cruz, Walker, and Huckabee. But folks, I don't trust Carly. Now, I don't get all bent out of shape. I don't get all torqued out, as my dad would say. And not in the same way that I don't trust Trump. I've already spoken to that. I don't trust Carly on... I really don't think she's the person we want at the helm to deal effectively with the radical Muslim threat. For a whole lot of reasons. One of them is I'm not sure she doesn't still have a very naive view about Islam. In a speech she gave while CEO of Hewlett-Packard in the immediate aftermath of 9/11, I think it was about a week later, she had nothing but praise for the Christian-killing Islamic Ottoman Empire. The outrages, you know, that led to the Crusades, Suleiman the Magnificent, is the most noteworthy leader of the Ottoman Empire, was inspired by Alexander the Great, and so aspired to dominate the world under Islam. He was a master of the three choices of Islam: convert to Islam, submit to be ruled by Islam, or die. She made the absurd claim that, quote, the technology industry would not exist without the contributions of Arab mathematicians, end quote. Now, that's nonsense. This whole business about, you know, the only people doing geometry or algebra during that time was the Muslims, it's a lot of rubbish. I don't have time to go into it further than, yes, Arabs have made significant contributions to science and algebra, math, so on. But to hear some of these knuckleheads talk, you would think they invented the whole thing. Much of their advances came as they conquered Christian nations and absorbed the knowledge of those cultures into their own knowledge base. Bertrand Russell writes in the second volume of The History of Western Philosophy these words, quote, Arabic philosophy is not important as original thought. Men like Avicenna and Averroes are essentially commentators. Speaking generally, the views of the more scientific philosophers come from Aristotle and the Neoplatonists in logic and metaphysics, from Galen in medicine, from Greek and Indian sources in mathematics and astronomy. Now he goes on to say writers in Arabic showed some originality in mathematics and in chemistry, in the latter case as an incidental result of alchemical researches. But then he goes on to say, quote, Mohammedan civilization in its great days was admirable in the arts and in many technical ways, but it showed no capacity for independent speculation in theoretical matters. Its importance, which must not be underrated, is as a transmitter. Between ancient and modern European civilization, the Dark Ages intervene. The Mohammedans and the Byzantines, while lacking the intellectual energy required for innovation, preserved the apparatus of civilization. Education, books, learned leisure, both stimulated the West when it emerged from barbarism. The Mohammedans chiefly in the 13th century, the Byzantines chiefly in the 15th, and in each of these cases, the stimulus produced new thought better than any produced by the transmitters. In the one case, scholasticism, and in the other, the Renaissance, which, however, had other causes also. And anyway, Bertrand was a great doubter. I'm not particularly fond of his philosophy, but he was a learned historian and an able mathematician in his own right. Anyway, that's not the only point on which Carly had demonstrated a sort of scary naivete regarding the greatest enemy the world faces today. I mean, reading her praise of the Islamic civilization It's very much like reading some propaganda textbook used to teach the little radicalized Muslim children in Iran today that Arabs are responsible for the wealth of America. In her speech, she said, quote, "There was once a civilization that was the greatest in the world." She went on to say it was able to create a continental superstate that stretched from ocean to ocean and from northern climes to tropics and deserts. Within its dominion lived hundreds of millions of people of different creeds and ethnic origins. End quote. Now, she's talking about the Ottoman Empire. And I'm asking right now, does anybody have a barf bag? Give me a break. The fact is, this Ottoman Empire ravaged Christian civilization on a rampage to create its continental superstate that stretched from ocean to ocean. And the idea of multiculturalism, what a joke. I mean, really. This empire gave those they conquered three choices. Convert to Islam, pay the jizya, or die. The jizya was a tax on unbelievers, which effectively meant you willingly subordinated yourself to Islamic superiority and rule. And you couldn't participate in government at all. You had no representation whatsoever, no voice, nothing. You live in a caste system that put you outside and below the mainstream of society, with all rights and privileges you might enjoy depending on the caprice of the ruler or of the ruling class. You had no equality before law. And I mean, I could go on. I mean, this is ridiculous. It will be similar in some ways to saying Hitler and the Nazi Party were amazing. They brought Germany from depression to prosperity. The famous economic miracle in Germany under Hitler was praised around the world. He built an amazing army, the envy of the world. And nonsense like that. Now, she was out of her mind to be praising the Ottoman Empire, most especially a week after 9/11. I mean, listen, the Ottoman Empire is what ISIS is trying to revive right now. Granted, I'm sure she's learned a lot since then. We would hope so. She does seem to be on the right side on this issue right now. I do appreciate her position on the Iran deal, for example. But did you know that Carly is totally inconsistent in her much-touted pro-life position? Her and Trump both, by the way. Now get this. Carly says she wants a ban on abortions after 20 weeks. Hurrah. However, she wants an exception in the case of rape or incest. Then, she has consistently called for overturning Roe v. Wade. Now how does that work? If you overturn Roe, then you can't abort a baby conceived by rape or incest. I don't think she's thought this thing through. And worse, why be pro-life? I mean, what is the premise of being pro-life? Is it not that aborting a baby in the womb is the taking of a human life? So does Fiorina, and Trump, by the way, have some weird notion that if the baby's conceived by rape or incest, it's less than human? You know, it's disposable in that case? In what universe is it a crime punishable by death to be a child conceived in an act of rape or incest? That's not the baby's crime. I'm telling you, folks, anyone who claims to be pro-life, except when the baby is conceived by rape or incest, simply doesn't understand the fundamental issue of the pro-life position. It's a baby, okay? All right, folks, hold on through the break. I'll be right back.
Encounter God. The word encounter means to meet, to experience, to come face to face, to confront. Many encounters are routine happenstances, but even these can have a major impact on our lives. I'm sure each of you listening to this can think of encounters that made a difference in your life. But the greatest life-changing encounter in any life will be those encounters with God that make a difference. Perhaps you've encountered God in the past, but it's been a while since you experienced God in a vital, meaningful encounter. Renew your experience of God with a fresh encounter this year that will impact your life for spiritual growth. Perhaps you've never experienced God, and he doesn't seem real to you. You can encounter God in 2015. And when you do, your life will take on new meaning and purpose, and you'll know that God is real. Come to the Lighthouse this Sunday morning to hear Pastor Scheidbach present another exciting and inspirational message in a series entitled Encounter God.
In the spirit of the 60s, it was popular to despise the organized church. To avoid association with this negative feeling, some dropped the word church out of their name. And in many other ways, they followed the spirit of the 60s. At Lighthouse Baptist Church, we follow the spirit of the Bible, where the word church is used to identify the congregation of Jesus. And that is why you'll find it in our name. Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bitteravia Road in Santa Maria. Look for the Lighthouse. Call 347-9887.
Are you enjoying your brain massage today? Are your passions stirred? Your mental juices flowing? Call 888-770-8000 and leave your message for Pastor Scheidbach. What will it be today? Lights on or lights off? call 888-770-8000. The pastor will be right back to continue your brain massage after this.
Encounter God. The word encounter means to meet, to experience, to come face to face with, to confront. The greatest life-changing encounter in any life will be those encounters with God that make a difference. Perhaps it's been a while since you've experienced God in a vital, meaningful encounter. Renew your experience of God with a fresh encounter this year that will impact your life for spiritual growth. Or perhaps you've never experienced God and He doesn't seem real to you. You can encounter God in 2015. And when you do, you'll know that God is real. Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bedarabia Road, Santa Maria. Go to santamarialighthouse.org. Call 805-347-9887 for more information.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Go to our website and register for Survival Expo 15. Way to go, those of you who've called in and registered early. You'll go home with a bucket of rice to get your food storage preparedness started. That's a value of a little over $15 each. I'm going to announce a special drawing for those who will be in attendance later on this month. But you must register right away. Go to our website, www.santamarialighthouse.org. Go to the menu bar across the top, find resources, click on that. A drop-down menu appears. The first item in the list is Survival Expo 15. Click on that. It'll take you to a registration form. Complete the form and then hit the word send there at the bottom. Don't forget to do that or it won't send. You click on the word send there at the bottom after you've completed all the blanks, and you'll be registered. You can call to register at 805-347-9887, or call 1-888-770-8000, our listener response hotline, or go to the Brain Massage Show website, that's thebrainmassageshow.com, and then write me an email, and let me know your contact information, how many are coming, and we'll do the registration for you. Now, the event is free, but you might want to go home with a little starter kit of some items. You'll be able to buy a bucket of storage-ready rice, an emergency light, emergency fire-starting kit, and some other things I think they have ready for you, which will all be sold at our cost. The event, October 17, 9 a.m. at the Lighthouse. I recommend you come at least 10 to 15 minutes early. The event is going to start right on the hour. And let me run over the booths, or the stations we're calling them, that you'll be able to visit. We have a total of 10. One will address what to do about fire for cooking and heat. Another will address concerns about security and communications. Another, medical concerns. Another will demonstrate ways to prepare food for storage. Another will show you how to store or clever ways to use water or to get water in an emergency. Light and power will be addressed at one station. Sanitation will be addressed in one station. In another, you'll get some pointers on how to put together a bug-out bag. And then we have a table there where you'll be directed to various resources that can help you expand on your knowledge of emergency preparedness. And, of course, the Brain Massage Show will have a booth there, and the Brain Masseur will be there. And be sure to come on by and meet me. Let me get a chance to meet you. I'd love to meet my listeners. All right. And you'll get a bag with some favors for our guests that will be presented to you as you check in. And anyway, it's going to be a great deal of fun and very informative. Each station will provide material for you to take home, or you can learn more about the subject addressed at that station. You can fill your bag with all sorts of information about emergency preparedness. So plan to come October 17, 9 a.m. at the Lighthouse for the Santa Maria Area Emergency Preparedness Survival Expo 15. Okay, my friend, it's time to wrap up your brain massage. Why is Cruz being pushed into the shadows? Did you hear him on Hannity Friday? I'm telling you, every position Trump has taken that the conservatives are all stirred up about, well, Cruz has had that position longer and has actually a record of action on these things. But Trump comes along, sputters and fumes about immigration, and conservatives grab his flag and start waving it as if he's the only one championing this whole thing. Now, what is going on with my conservative friends? We've never had a better opportunity to get a true Christian conservative in the White House than we have today. But it is almost as if the GOP is purposely positioning itself to lose in 2016. They're waffling on the call to defund Planned Parenthood. They're blocking any serious move to stop Obama's Iran deal. They refuse to take seriously the issues that Obama has presented that deserve impeachment. They have folded on Obamacare. And, of course, we know they're deeply divided over the immigration issue and over other social concern issues. The conservative energy that swelled into a tsunami that moved this country or nudged it to the right in 2014 has dissipated. GOP leadership continues to believe the way to win is to throw up the white flag of surrender to the liberals. They seem to be convinced they cannot fight the MSM. You know the old saying, you can't fight City Hall? I think the GOP believes you can't fight the mainstream media. They've enabled the mainstream media to take control of our elections, even of our primaries. And that's got to stop. Right now, the mainstream media, it seems to me, is laboring to position the GOP primaries as a, well, Levin called it a food fight. You know, anytime the candidates start addressing actual issues, you might notice, and start getting into some substance, well, the moderators cut them off. I appreciated Huckabee, by the way, for insisting that he be allowed to finish his point when that happened to him. But look, is this merely, you know, the fact that these guys have a different agenda being in the entertainment business? You know, they want entertainment. Well, maybe they have another agenda. You ever think about that? That is to keep conservatives from talking to the general public during the election cycle when they might be listening. To make the GOP candidates look like buffoons without substance, without any real idea, superficial. Well, we'll know better when the Dems start their debates and so on. Watch how they sympathetically encourage those candidates to explain their position on issues they consider substantive. We'll see. But I do wonder if there isn't a sort of subversive agenda on the part of the MSM with the way they're handling these candidates right now on the right. I think the Fox debate was actually more substantive than the CNN debate, but that's my opinion. Now, listen, folks, 44% of CNN questions over the whole debate focused on the Donald. The first four questions were about Donald Trump. The first half of the debate, the questions were literally split 50% about Trump. And this is nonsense. I know they keep telling us the reason is that the MSM want to dump Trump. But these guys have been in the business, you know, the media business, for a very long time. Now, they have to know that giving the Donald the majority of the airtime in these debates is only going to increase the sense that he's the man. And in other words, is my point, if they want to dump Trump, the best way to do that would be to get him talking about real issues and pushing him to explain the details of his so-called plans. You know, you push Cruz on details of his plan, you get clear-headed, well-thought-out responses. Push the Donald, you get mushy, unclear, fuzzy, vague generalities. Until every now and then a detail sneaks out, and it proves embarrassing. For example, he intends to deport 15,000 illegal immigrants, not per year, per day. Now that sounds great, and I would be all for it if it was possible. And when I'm done here, you're going to appreciate why the immediate action on the border must be to close it. We've got to stop the flood and do that now and do it first. There are an estimated 11 million illegal residents in America right now. Some say it's higher, closer to 12. And for that reason, Trump wants to deport 15,000 every day so we can hope to get this under control within a few years. But first of all, look, folks, 15,000 people have to be found and arrested every day. Okay, that's feasible, I suppose, but only if you hire an army of ICE agents. Current staff couldn't handle it. Second, each of these becomes a case that has to be heard by a judge, which is required by the Constitution's due process provisions. You can't just arrest a guy, say, you're an illegal, and send him home. You're going to have to prove it. Presently, the government has set up a special court to process these cases. It's called the Executive Office for Immigration Review. And the judges appointed to these courts are called administrative law judges. And this is because this sort of case doesn't require the full court proceedings of a criminal case. The issues are straightforward. The individual is or is not a citizen, or does not have legal and valid documentation for entry into the United States. The number of these specialized judges is set by statute, and currently I think it's 350, or at least according to this paper written by Leon Wolf, who says he has a background in administrative law proceedings. And so explains to us that these hearings before these specialized judges are set in four-hour blocks. And so the current rate is that they hear two hearings per day. So you can see that each of these 340 judges would have to process something like 40 cases every day when they usually process two. Now that's going to require hiring a whole lot of ALJs, administrative law judges. Even if they streamline the whole process and require the judges to process six cases per day, it's going to take 21 years to process 11 million cases. Look, the point is not that we shouldn't proceed with deportation. We certainly should, and we should accelerate our deportation rate. In fact, it'd be nice if we just went ahead and applied the laws that are already on the books and did what we're supposed to be doing already. But no, even that should be accelerated, and we should hire more of these ALJs, and we should hire more ICE personnel, and we should do what we got to do in that regard to accelerate the process of deporting those who are here illegally. But the reason for it really is to cause the environment for the illegals in this country to become very uncomfortable, so they don't necessarily want to come here. But you see, trying to process 15,000 a day is really just not realistic. So the first thing that has to happen is we've got to secure the border. And of course, Trump wants to do that, and I'm all for it. But that's where the focus is. You've got to secure the border. That's got to be done forthwith. Build the fence. Send out the National Guard to stop the influx. This is a national security concern. And let the border states take a much more aggressive role in this issue. And again, it would be nice if we just started enforcing the laws that are already there with the personnel we already have. And along with that, second, by all means, step up the deportations aggressively, and by that, create a negative environment for the illegals who are here. They shouldn't be comfortable here. They should be looking over their shoulder. But the ultimate answer is something my wife said to me years ago. Dry up their access to social services, social welfare type services, so making the environment very unfriendly to illegal aliens, and they'll leave on their own. Now, that could save us some transportation money. So stop the incoming flood, increase deportations, and dry up the social services that support them and encourage them, that enable them to do this. And even that won't totally eliminate the problem, but it will go a long way toward bringing that issue under control. And that's my problem, by the way, with the Trumpophiles. Trump is all bombast and braggadocio. What we need is principled men of character and capacity with a proven track record in providing intelligent, well-thought-out answers to these complicated problems. All right, let's see here. Not much time left. I intended to get into the whole taking America back controversy. We are hearing conservative candidates say they want to take America back, and the liberals are squawking in their snarky fashion, back to what and back to where? Take it back from whom? Here's a lyricist, a self-proclaimed liberal, who wrote a song rhetorically asking these questions of conservatives, challenging them to explain what they mean when they say, I want to take America back. And she suggests that conservatives want to take America back to the days before slavery was ended. It always goes there, doesn't it? It's just amazing. That seems to be the liberal mantra right now. Perhaps they did some focus group studies and learned that the phrase resonates with Americans, and so they've set out to attack it. A Huffing and Puffing Post columnist wrote, quote, the idea perpetuated by the Tea Party movement to take back our country from, and then insert non-male white here, is no more than racism and drag, end quote. Mad Men star John Hamm said, quote, the secret agenda, end quote, of the Tea Party in their slogan, Take Back America, is racist. And it goes on and on. But as one article headline put it, quote, taking America back wasn't racist until liberals stopped saying it, end quote. Remember the Bush years. Hillary opened her 2008 run declaring she would, quote, take our country back, end quote. Chuck Schumer said, quote, we really care about taking our country back, end quote. James Carville and Paul Begala co-authored a book in the run-up to the last presidential election titled, quote, Take It Back, a battle plan for Democratic victory. Another liberal, Katrina Vandenhoevel, wrote a book titled Taking America Back. A liberal talk show host titled his book, We the People, A Call to Take Back America. So if liberals talk about taking America back, well, that's not a racist slogan. But if conservatives use it, it is. Nevertheless, it is a good question. That is, if we're saying we need to take America back, we should answer from whom and from where to where. I'm beginning a series of messages under this title this coming Sunday night. I'll be in my pulpit, and I will deliver the first in a series of four messages I'm planning to present explaining this slogan and why it's exactly what does need to be done, but we need to rightly understand it. We certainly need to take America back. And when you find out from where and from whom and to where, you're going to be inspired, encouraged, enlightened, and prepared to take the action necessary to make it happen. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch that sound the alarm the enemy's coming to take away our liberties. Now you say lights on if you agree, lights off if you disagree. You can register your vote, if you will, by calling 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. And leave a message for me in our listener response hotline. Lights on means you agree with what I'm saying. Lights off means you disagree. The number again is 1-888-770-8000. For those who prefer it, you can go to our web address at thebrainmassageshow.com. That's thebrainmassageshow.com. There you'll see a place where you can write an email to me. After each Sunday night message, by the way, we meet in the back for some refreshments and some snacks, and we can talk about the message together. They get a chance to meet. So come on out to the Lighthouse this Sunday night for my first installment in a series, Taking America Back. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.